Hello and welcome to Como Stas. It is November 10th, 2017. We were not planning on doing a show, but doing a show, I don't think, tonight. This is early. This is what used to be Thursday and is now Friday morning. But we are back from the crash show in Metepec, and it was so action-packed that we had to talk about right away.
What was your favorite match, Coach?
I enjoyed all the little children who ran to the ring before we were let in the building. I think they had some good action. I tried to use the bathroom on the bus on the way back, and there was some action involved to try to get that done, especially on those bumpy roads. But the wrestling action we did not, the official wrestling action we did not see much of.
Any of.
The show was supposed to start at 8 o'clock, we figured.
It had a listed 8 o'clock start time with the meet and greet at 6.
And I think doors end up not opening until 9 o'clock.
I think it was the most before then. It was probably like 8:35, 8:40.
8:34.
Because we first got suspicious that something was wrong after 9, and we were already sitting there.
Yeah. We arrived late because later than we were expecting, the bus from Mexico City to Toluca took a long, long time. I think it was like 2 hours for a 1 hour trip.
It was a long, yeah. I guess I was making fun of the taxi driver that took us to the bus station. I asked him, how long do you think it'll take to get to Toluca? And he said 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. And when we got out, I told Cubs, I think that driver doesn't know what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. But it turns out he did know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
So trust the Mexican taxi drivers know everything.
So we got to Toluca bus station. We took a taxi to Metepec. We had to help the taxi driver find the arena, which it was a normal community center kind of type building, so it's not like it was some obscure place we were going to, but he just was not familiar with it. We got there. There were still people buying tickets. There were a lot of people who had been lined up for a long time to get in and had to wait for a while longer to get in. We talked to some people who were going to let us in as press. Our friend Black Terry Jr. was with us, and he was there to take photos for Medio Tempo and Boxy Lucha, I think.
Yep.
And we got in, we sat down, we talked with people, we met some people.
We met a bunch of people, including your buddy who posts the videos under the exact same name of every video on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I voiced your concern.
Yes, and hopefully he'll make changes, but if not. He was a nice guy either way.
Yeah, he was planning to record tonight's show too.
Yeah. And so 9 o'clock comes, 9:15 comes. At some point we see a couple people from the crash walk out to the ring, untie the canvas from the ring, and then start to roll it up. And at that point, it seemed a very bad sign about the show.
Yes. My gut feeling was that something bad was happening, but instead I decided to think maybe they're doing a local match, and they don't want the local people wrestling on the crash mat, because it would look bad if like they were terrible and people would think they were crash guys.
Yeah.
But that was just me, you know, hoping against hope, but knowing deep down that something was wrong.
They calmly took the stuff away that didn't need to take away.
Yeah. It was pretty obvious something was wrong, considering it was after 9 and the show hadn't started yet. Because lucha shows do start late, but not that late. Like, even if they're starting late, they would at least send out local guys to wrestle in the opener just to kill time so that the fans aren't sitting around with nothing to do. But in this case, everybody was sitting around with nothing to do. And then our friend Black Terry Jr. kind of suggested to us that he thinks the show is going to be canceled because all the signs are... He's been to shows before in Mexico that have gotten canceled, and all the signs are there.
Yeah. And then while we were just sitting there was no announcement. They just kept playing music like you would normally do before a show. But from where we were sitting, some people behind us started running towards the exit. That's because over by the exit has been worse where the crash bus was parked. And apparently it was not parked any longer. It was moving and it left quickly.
It was quite the scene when I noticed a ruckus going on, and I turned around and I see all these people running. And at first I thought, oh, they opened up the floor seating to everybody and these people are rushing to run downstairs and get their seats because we were sitting in the upper level. But no, as it turns out, they heard the bus rumbling. And when they heard the bus rumbling, they knew, well, that's strange. The bus should be rumbling at this point. So they all ran out. My guess was to try to see the wrestlers before they left, because the people who would have been sitting where we were didn't have access to the meet and greet beforehand.
Yeah.
And I guess a bunch of people there, I guess somebody took a video. I think I saw there was a video online of the bus like leaving. And they got out of there. That was it. You could have, you know, we went to the backstage area like 15 minutes later and it was a ghost town. You wouldn't have even figured that anybody was there. But we should clarify a couple things. They were there.
Yeah.
We saw the whole roster was there. We saw a whole bunch of people dressed up, ready to wrestle. They showed up with the full intention, the Crash people, of putting on a show.
Yeah, it seemed like the meet and greet went as normal. So everyone, so people were there ready to go. It seemed like an attendance issue, as if the promoter was expecting to get a certain number. I know I had an article in the update today saying that he was hoping for 30,000 people. 30,000 people have been filling every single space in that gym, and I think that was probably overly optimistic. Seemed like you guessed about 800 people. I think I would go around that number.
Yeah, it seemed anywhere between 800 and 900, just crammed in there.
About half split between the... Maybe more on the cheap seats than on the floor.
Mm-hmm. I would say that.
It didn't seem like a ridiculously small amount for that arena, but for that building. So, but for whatever reason, that was not enough to, from what we were told, what the Crash has said, and what we got the idea from talking to people at the show, it sounded like there was just not enough money. The promoter did not have enough money from the ticket sales, did not have any of his own money to pay for the show. So the show, the Crash decided the show just was not going to happen.
Right, the way this works is the Crash has a show, they sell it to a local promoter, and it's the local promoter's job to give them money that they need to cover their costs, and he has to put together the show. I mean, it's his job to do the publicity, get the fans out there. That's why he's buying the show, right? Okay. Otherwise, the Crash would be doing it themselves. Like, the Crash does Tijuana for themselves.
Yeah.
So...
I wrote before a while ago that one of the big challenges of this tour is going to be with dealing with all sorts of local promoters, because without TV, it's really most relying on what kind of job each promoter does at each location. And we've seen some of them have done, seems like they've turned out pretty well or decently well. Monterey did well. Guadalajara sounds like it did well. But this one apparently did not do well and was not prepared to... handle it when it didn't go well, so everything just kind of fell apart.
And it was very poor on the job of the local commissioners, because we, like...
There was no announcement until, like, most of the people had left to try to get refunds or just left entirely.
I don't even know how most of those fans realized the show was canceled. I mean, I guess the bus taking off was a good sign, but we were waiting for the official announcement, and... There was no official announcement, just the security that was there just kind of left.
You know, I think in retrospect that security left because security was going over to where that money was, just to keep an eye that that didn't disappear.
Yeah, probably. Because there were people buying tickets, like Cubs mentioned, on the way into the show. So my guess is some of these fans, realizing something was wrong, were the first ones out of there to go back. And because there's no excuse, oh, you don't have money to pay me back. I literally just paid you the money. Yeah. Just give it back to me. Whereas other people who bought their tickets in advance... probably encountered difficulties, and this was also one of those shows where you could buy tickets online, so the local promoter can't use an excuse that, like, I didn't see this coming.
Yeah.
You could easily go and see the seat map online, and he would have known what was up. So I'm guessing he didn't alert the Crash that anything was going wrong ahead of time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, we would have had this issue probably.
Yeah, they would. I'm sure the Crash would have been happy to take the day off instead of having to come out all the way out here. And so the wrestlers didn't get paid for a show they didn't work. All those vendors sit outside expecting people to be coming for a show, they didn't get paid. I'm sure it's all the fans who came out to see shows. I'm sure we traveled a ways, but I'm sure other people had a lot of expense to get there, and they spent their money on what turned out to be no show. So that's disappointing. I kind of wonder if this is the same promoter they were planning using in Toluca itself. If so, then that show's probably in danger of not happening.
Yeah, we can say who the promoter is, right? Because it's pretty easy to find.
Yeah, because Crash named him in the thing. I forget what name they gave. But we would know him better as...
Yeah, if you go to his Facebook, he shows up as the former luchador, or current luchador.
Occasional luchador Astro, who was in IWRG for a while, was Astro the Plata Well, no, it was Astro Ray.
His partner. He was Astro Ray, partnered with Astro Plata.
It was Astro Ray and Del Mephisto. And they're just friends. Complained, and then Astro changed his name to just Astro. Yeah.
You can see him. He pops up occasionally on, like, Chilanga Mask shows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He, yeah, his name was associated, and apparently, I haven't checked. I mean, I don't have a Facebook, but somebody who does told us that he deleted his account immediately as all this was going down. So he, as far as we know, he wasn't actually at the show. We didn't see him.
He was not the guy who was handling the refunds, as far as we could tell.
Right, and I couldn't see, like, we haven't gone to this part, but after the show, when we left, you know, there were a bunch of people asking for their money back outside, and I couldn't see from where I was who the group was surrounding, but it wasn't him. Mm. I don't know who it was. I'm guessing it was just the poor person who was put in charge of selling tickets at the door.
Yeah.
And now had to deal with a bunch of people asking for money back.
He had about, like, 150 people surrounding him, I would say.
Yep.
Maybe, and if you backed up away and then backed up away and then backed up away more, there were a few police people talking, but they were talking among themselves. That guy was on his own. I'm sure if it turned violent or something, they would have got in, but they were just letting the situation play out, mostly.
I'm guessing that the first few people who got there probably did get their money back. Yeah. Because when we got there, everything was... There was no yelling or anything. It was just a bunch of people crowded around. But then at some point, there was yelling, and people were like, I can't understand what they were saying, but they were yelling something. I'm assuming that the first couple fans got refunds, whoever, like, were the last people to buy tickets. And then the rest, they told them, there's no money for you guys. You can't get your money back. And that definitely caused people to be angry. And they seemed to be getting angrier as we were there.
Yeah.
And more police ended up showing up as we were deciding whether we were going to take off or not. I'm hoping that the situation calmed down after we left, and there was no problems that you can imagine. But I can side with the fans in this case, where definitely they're angry and they have nobody to blame because there's nobody there who's taking responsibility for anything. I saw there was some media interviewing somebody who I don't know who it was, but I'm assuming it's the commissioner.
It was the guy who came out and said about five words when the show was officially canceled. So
it's got to be the local commissioner of Toluca. Yeah. Like, if something happened like that in Mexico City, it would probably be like Rambo or something like that.
Yeah,
who they literally have no part in the show. They're actually being paid to be there because you have to pay the commissioner to attend your show to make it legal. And yeah, we were sitting around there deciding what to do, and then we decided to leave just because, I mean, it was time to go. There was nothing going on there, and honestly, it felt like a situation that was getting worse by the minute, so it was better just to get out of there.
Yeah, and we got back to the bus station just in time to miss the
10 o'clock.
The 10 o'clock? The, yep. Yeah, 10 o'clock bus. No, I thought
we got there 10:05. We had to wait till 11.
Yeah, that's right. So, and the bus station was... not that interesting, but I watched part of The Purge, too. It's a good thing when you're, like, in a situation where it seems slightly dangerous to watch, a movie about lawless society.
Yeah, we definitely would not. It's funny, because yesterday, at the point where we met Terry, when we got here to Mexico City, it was just me and Cubs going to this show.
Yeah.
Terry wasn't even going to come until later on. I suggested to him, like, why don't you come and we'll ask, maybe you can get permission to shoot stuff at ringside. So he decided, sure, why not? If he wouldn't have came, boy, would we have had issues. There's no way I would have been able to explain how to get to the place in the first of all. So we might not have even made it there. Second of all, when all this went down, I don't know. I mean, he's the one who got the Uber, got us back to the bus station, figured out what bus we had to take because it was so late. And that that was only one line that was still open to take us back, one bus service that was able to take us back. So we owe him a lot of thanks. But just to, I mean, the crash sent out a statement after the show, right?
Yes, in English and Spanish.
Yep, basically saying exactly what we did, putting the fault on the local promoter, and, you know, rightfully so. I think they called a press conference, but it was an originally scheduled press conference.
Right, it's originally scheduled press conference to talk about Saturday's show, but I'm sure this thing will come up in that.
And it's actually for the best, because doing something like this, a press conference, to assure people that this show is actually going to happen.
Yeah.
Is a good thing for people who were on the fence about buying tickets and heard what happened in Metepec. I think one of the first people who responded to me on YouTube, or no, it was somebody who messaged me on WhatsApp saying, so can we presume that the Naucalpan show isn't going to happen? But I'm pretty sure the Naucalpan show is happening. It's got an entirely different roster, different circumstances. Like, this was one of the old shows with Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Saturday, there's no Rey Mysterio Jr.
Yeah.
I'm 100% sure Saturday show is happening.
Yeah, it's going to be each promoter is going to do differently, and I think whatever problems that happen to MedPack will probably not carry over to any of the different locations.
Yeah, and again, to clarify, I mean, the crash is telling the truth as far as we can see.
Yeah.
All the I talked to a couple of the wrestlers, so they were there. They were, the ones I talked to weren't in gear, but they weren't wrestling till later. But we saw a whole bunch of other people who were in gear and were completely ready to go and wrestle. So it's not a case where they tried to defraud anybody. They had full intention of wrestling. And in a sense, it's actually for the best it happened this way. I know it doesn't sound like it, but you can imagine how angry they would have been if they would have actually done the show,
mm-hmm.
you know, risked their bodies in all these matches, and then afterwards found out, oh, by the way, there's no money for you.
Mm-hmm.
As tends to happen a lot on US shows, where
yeah.
people will work it and then find out afterwards the promoter's trying to skip out on paying everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, basically they got an extra night off, just had to deal with the stress of having to escape from a show with fans probably chasing their bus.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was our adventure. We can say we experienced something like this in Mexico.
Yeah.
So I've experienced it in the U.S. once or twice. And but in a foreign country, it's a little bit different, especially when you're not part of the show. You're just a bystander to everything.
So no show yesterday. Turns out no show today. But tomorrow we're going to Reno, Mexico. Saturday,
48 hours without Lucha makes Robert go something something.
Saturday we have a show with CML Kai's near Arena Mexico, we think.
It's like 4 blocks away, Terry said.
And
I think it's inside a restaurant or something.
In the Copan.
Yep, for the 8 p.m. for the crash.
And then Sunday we found the Tori Human show in the afternoon and XMW a few hours later. So we are missing out 2 shows here, but we're going to make up 2 shows on the weekend, hopefully.
Yeah, it kind of takes the sting out knowing that there's 2 shows today.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this right before we went on the air, that it turns out it's actually for the best that it was the Metepec show where this happened, because let's assume this happened in Querétaro, it would have been quite a bummer to go all the way out there, traveling all day,
mm-hmm.
paying for a hotel to stay overnight with no show. At least this way, we found a way to, we got home the same day. We just said, the only thing we lost today was hours of our life.
Hours and whatever we paid for the transit fee, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't lose a fortune or anything. Well, if we would have missed the last bus, then that would have been bad, because then we would have to Uber.
If we didn't get let in express and we had to pay for tickets, that would have sucked.
Then we would have lost mm-hmm. the ticket money.
Yeah, I wasn't going in that mob to get my money back.
Right. So, such is the story. It'll probably be exaggerated and turned into a million different things by the time we both wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. But that's all I got. I think that's good for a quick podcast about a show that didn't happen.
Yep. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions about what went down, you know, let us know. But we basically told you everything we saw, everything we got from talking to other people.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah.
We'll probably talk to you after, who knows when, because
mm-hmm.
we're going to be really busy starting after the Arena Mexico show tomorrow.
Yeah, so we'll probably squeeze in at least one more podcast before we leave Mexico, but we'll let you know.
Take care.
Yeah.